This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They said it couldn't be done, but lo and behold, here you are doing it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Don't forget to follow me on Facebook. Find out what's happening under Rodney on the Rock, or OQ. Or maybe it's Rodney Bingenheimer. Who knows? But I'll be back. Honking the hits.
All right, I'm here with the lovely couple, John and Vanessa. John and Veronica. I'm sorry, John. Why did I say Vanessa? I got the V right. Veronica, I apologize. I called you Vanessa.
Okay, that's okay.
Let me ask you guys a question. You're a happy couple, right?
Yeah, today.
Vanessa, what do you have to say to that?
Veronica.
I've never gotten somebody's name wrong twice in a row.
This show is a rental car that's been, you're driving it at 80, and then let's just throw it in reverse constantly.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Let's play some basketball!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
These nuts, bitch.
Pass it on.
And now
she's going to be in the new sex movie. I should have looked that up. The book and lots of sex.
Our feature presentation.
Expect more of that today.
Ellie is having a great day.
Wow.
And these are our first words of the day.
Uh-huh.
And she's already apparently been texting
Chip
from
the bathroom right across the hall. Just letting her know I'm here because I'm usually in at about 5:10.
It's like 10 feet.
It's 10 feet away, mm-hmm. But I didn't put anything in here like bags or anything, so she wouldn't know I'm here.
Right.
And I just let her know I'm here. Something bad is happening, and I hope to make it in at some point.
You're technically melting.
Yeah.
From the butt.
From the bottom part down. Yeah, wow, it is. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced.
Because 5:30 demons are different than, like, midday demons.
I don't know where it's coming from, Jen. Well, I know where it's coming from.
Well, I can tell you where it's coming from. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But then I thought, okay, I'm better. And I come in and I sit down and I finally start looking up some entertainment news.
Can I just interrupt and say it's cute that you thought you were better?
Yeah. Because all of a sudden Jensen goes, Allie. Because my stomach gurgled. It was all...
And you heard that.
I heard it. It sounded like when Dick Clark did the countdown at the end of his career.
Oh.
It was like...
Oh.
And it was just like...
This is what everybody's been waiting for. Okay.
This is coming from her stomach?
Yeah, it was... Yeah. And then... Happy New Year.
It's not good what's happening. So I'm playing hurt.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this has happened before, but it's usually related to immediately after you eat a food that's bad for you.
Absolutely.
I mean, or a migraine.
Did you have chili at 2 a.m.?
You know how I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, I could use some chili. I had no food past 7 o'clock last night.
And this wasn't an issue last night either?
No, it started around 4 a.m.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, and I was like, this is odd, but it'll be gone soon. Nope. Mm. There's apparently a lot saved up.
You're fighting demons.
Yeah,
it's
good morning,
it's
everybody.
It's literally a medical miracle sometimes.
Can I tell you
the volume? Yes.
I think about this a lot. Mm-hmm. How, don't you think, just top of your head, right? When you poo, mm-hmm. if you poo a lot, and I have demons, doesn't it make sense that you just lose a bunch of weight?
It should.
It
absolutely.
Should.
Make sense,
yeah. It technically,
totally agree.
1 + 1 should equal 2.
Agree.
I poop out a lot all day.
Agree.
My reward should be 5-7 pounds.
Oh my God, I'd be 90 pounds right now for what's been
just
happening.
Just after today?
Yeah. I've
taken with the wind.
I've at least let out a toddler.
All right, let me...
Poo toddler?
Poo toddler!
A poodler.
This is the worst
Nobody
conversation
wants that.
For anyone to wake up to.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So have you ever...
Oh, we're going deeper. Okay.
Have you ever thought of realizing that this is happening, weighing yourself...
Oh, yeah.
Letting
before
it
and after.
It, yes, letting
it
run.
Oh, that'd be smart.
Maybe.
My Weight Watchers commercial is me very big in one picture, very thin in the other, and then... It's all from poo.
Yeah.
And then it just says poo.
That's the tagline.
The tagline.
Poo.
Try it.
Okay. All right.
Morning, Jensen Karp.
Hey,
you?
Hey. Happy Friday, everybody.
No, sir.
No, sir.
I have a legacy. Nope. I have a legacy to live for.
No, sir.
I'm so glad you're back, Kevin.
I'll allow it.
We had this for a good week.
Yeah.
Fridays.
Yeah, it's not cool.
It is not okay. Chip and I are only two people, and together we make one small one.
Here's my problem with Friday.
What?
Mm-hmm. My problem with Friday is that it's too much of people who, and this is why I think Bean does it a lot, it's too much of people who don't actually have fun.
Hmm.
So to them, the fun is saying the word Friday.
Well, here's
other people live lives where they might have fun, and then they can just call it Friday.
Well, number one, when I walked into this show and started filling in, I realized it was a sort of 2 versus 1.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like joining his squad was almost joining the resistance, hashtag never forget. And I felt as if it was my turn to join in, so I know he's gone right now. So I have a certain job, sort of like these.
Like a role.
Yes,
you have a
exactly.
Role.
Like when you hear that like Jeff Sessions has to be around Donald Trump to make sure he doesn't press a button. You know what I mean? I'm that, but for Bean and for Friday.
Okay.
To make sure it lives on without, and him. Okay. It's a legacy, guys. The longest running
it's
morning
It's not
show.
A legacy.
Yeah. Okay, fair
and,
enough.
And it doesn't, Friday is dumb.
Mm-hmm. And you put way too much thought into Friday.
You did,
Friday,
yeah.
Just
what?
Then.
He was talking off the top of his head just
well,
then.
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, I memorized all that stuff.
I made my decision. You're fired.
Right, that's it. I'm sorry.
I used former Barack Obama speechwriter John Favreau to write that out.
Nice.
So, yeah, no, I worked hard.
Well, look good. Look
well,
good.
Happy Friday.
This isn't, no.
I made my decision. You're fired.
This is our final day in this building.
It is. And I...
You're really going to destroy
really
it. You're going to bring it down.
It know I'm over you.
Are you going to miss the termites?
What about the little... You'll see it today. Just this one little fruit fly.
Oh,
can't
yeah?
get rid of it.
We've complained about this place for... How long has it been? 18 years?
Sure.
1999, 2000? So we've complained about this place that long.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a dump.
It's a dump.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, it's our dump. And now that we're moving out of it, I'm super bummed.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff has happened here. Mm-hmm. And we don't really have neighbors to annoy. We're going to a different building where we'll have people above us and on the floor below us.
Yeah.
They're going to hate us. We did that in the 90s. And the whole building hated us.
Yeah.
So well, I'm looking forward to that.
I know, but imagine starting over without mold. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Black lung, I can finally get rid of that, which will be nice. I literally walk in every morning within 5 minutes. I'm coughing.
Yeah.
My nose is running. My eyes are itching. So there's something in here that I hate and hates me back.
But Monday, you're going to go, oh, I miss my eyes watering.
Well, you mean because she's going to be pooping so bad still?
Oh, no.
She'll wish the problem was somewhere else.
Here's the thing. Where's the closest bathroom there?
Oh.
Do we know?
I have walked there several times, and I don't know.
Oh, good God.
I didn't
what
really
if
look.
This was at the new station?
Well, sounds like someone needs a bucket.
So anyway, this is the final day that we're working from this building.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of bummed. The studio's all torn apart. We're working in a side studio, a production studio that's not the main one. And they supposedly took all of our equipment over there. They supposedly just threw it all together, and now it's going to work like a miracle.
I mean, just by the odds of nature.
Yeah.
Are we on the air Monday?
Listen, here's what I would do. I would make sure to listen Monday, because if we do make it on the air, there will be problems throughout.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine what I have to do with a quote-unquote working studio.
Yeah, you're screwed, Chip.
Yep.
Chip comes in every Monday, and for some, we don't know what goes on here on the weekends, but for some reason, most everything has changed, and nonsensically. You can't figure out, like, why would someone have changed this to there's no reason to do
that. Like, someone's been running a morning show on weekends that doesn't get aired but gets taped for 18 years.
No, but because it doesn't even make sense that way. You go, well, did they have to move that light? Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, what's happening?
Yeah. Huh.
So Chip has to come in and rebuild things. So Monday,
a brand new space.
When everything... Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, no, you can't get sick.
Oh, no, Chip's getting sick.
When every single thing there is just thrown together.
Yeah, I was there recently. I stopped by.
And you did?
About a week ago, and I'll tell you that the progress, it's really young. It's early.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm sorry, because we're starting, what I heard was we're starting at 6 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, Megan Holiday will be the first live show from the new studio.
When were you there?
About a week ago. About 7 days ago.
Okay, and?
I would say that it was 30%, 35%.
A week ago.
Hmm. How long have we been in this studio?
About a month and a half.
And
then I did walk by, and there was a guy on his... This is for real. You're going to think I'm taking a bit up. But he was on his hands and knees in the corner, and I said, hey. And then he looked up at me, and he went, hey.
Oh,
like bummed.
Oh, he was defeated.
He was defeated. But again, I didn't put that on him. I'm telling you that really he was defeated and sad. But I don't know if maybe he had like a death in the family or something, but I think it probably was connected to the station.
It probably was, yeah.
No.
Here's the other problem is that we have different radio stations for the same company, and they're all sort of moving at the same time. So they're moving people around, different studios.
Well, you guys know Stryker's been living there for the past 3 months.
Sure.
Just in the room.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
That's good.
Yeah.
Does he have to stay there when we're there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he's on a leather couch, which is sort of in brand for him, you know, just like kind of an edgy guy.
Sure.
Matt Stryker?
Yeah. Well, you know, like edgy in a leather couch way. Do you know what I mean?
No!
Like, edgy, but also like Kohl's. You know what I mean?
What's happening right now?
There's no such thing. Those worlds don't mix.
Well, you know, with Stryker, it's kind of like, you know, he has like rock friends, but also he's like kind of cool. Anyway, leather couch Stryker. But I'm saying he's sort of taken on the new K-Rock studio, and I do believe that he's getting mail there already.
Okay.
And, like, he's just taking it in. Yeah.
All right. Well, it should be interesting.
If you take anything out of this first segment, please know that as a metaphor, I think Stryker is like a leather couch.
From Kohl's.
That's very nice. Morning, everybody. I forgot to tell you the date. It's Friday, the 21st of September.
Do you remember?
Bean would force me to play that.
Bean would be very proud of you.
I'm happy to pick that up for Bean.
Yes,
who's on vacation. That's why Jensen's here. We're really grateful to Jensen.
Thank you.
Except for the Friday thing.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
Everything else,
well,
all good.
All right.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
No way. Not ever.
We're going to give away a Wheel of Crap for the last day, which includes the couch in our office. Don't look at me like that, Allie. That's not what I was thinking. The couch in our office.
Yeah.
And that couch is... not cool.
No, I believe Bean said yesterday it has cholera on it.
That was his example.
It's definitely, it looks, okay, I don't know the history behind it, but it does look
you
like.
You can guess the history.
I have a feeling. Okay. The Bloodhound Gang has sat on it, which is enough for me to know K-Rock exists. So there's like you have like a sheet on top of it.
Yes, a cover.
But it's raw, it doesn't fit.
Right.
So yeah, it looks bunched up oddly,
you just found something, like a satchel, and then it's a huge bag, and then you just put the sofa in the huge bag.
It does look like that. Yeah. Yeah, at best.
At best.
Yeah.
It's not from Kohl's, and it's not leather.
No, correct. Mm.
No, no, no.
All right, so today we have a Cheers with Beer Mug, who's going to ask people in the bar if it's too early to start decorating for Halloween.
I can answer that.
We have, like I said, the Wheel of Crap. We're giving away stuff for the last day in this building. We have tickets for Will Ferrell's Best Night of Your Life. And I don't know if you've heard the details of that, but it is amazing.
Yeah.
And we're giving away tickets for that. It's Friday, so we've got Keep It 100. And at 7 a.m., Foo Fighters, stop by and join us here. on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Time for our first look at what's happening with Alan McGregor.
Well, yesterday when I mentioned Will Ferrell's Best Night of Your Life and I told you who was going to be performing and we all lost it because it's incredible.
It is incredible.
We found out today that we're giving away tickets after the Foo Fighters come in.
Mm-hmm.
In the 8 o'clock hour, I believe.
Right.
But in case you are just waking up and you didn't hear about this, it is a extravaganza, dare I say. It is going down at the Greek Theater on October 6th. They're going to have, you know, it's just some comedians so far. Jerry Seinfeld, Jimmy Kimmel, Conan O'Brien, Samantha Bee, Jim Jeffries, Kumail Nanjiani, and more. And then they thought they'd add in some music. So who do you get? Well, you obviously get Will's doppelganger, Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith. He's going to lead a one-off supergroup, and it's catchy. It's called Chad Smith's Super Mega Funktastic Jam Rock All-Stars. So
it's going to be cool merch.
Very cool merch. I'm going to need three shirts, and we'll all wear them together
so you can read it. Yeah, I was going to say, three people of them each.
Here's that band. Coldplay singer Chris Martin.
Okay.
Pearl Jam guitarist Mike McCready.
Okay.
Chili Peppers guitarist Josh Klinghoffer and Guns N' Roses bassist Duff McKagan.
All right.
Okay.
That's going to wail.
Seriously, you guys. This looks like a blast.
Those are fun even if they're not great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to watch different people meshing with different people.
That's how I feel about this show.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. and all proceeds are going to benefit Cancer for College, which provides college scholarships to low-income, high-achieving cancer survivors.
Sorry.
You thought something else.
No, I just thought we're getting cancer into colleges, which I think is wrong.
It's wrong.
You're right, that is wrong.
Yeah. When you
I don't
hear
care what band's playing.
Cancer for College, you're like, I don't want that.
No.
But then it provides scholarships. Yeah, low-income, high-achieving cancer survivors. So this is wonderful. All proceeds. I mean, Will Ferrell's doing it right.
Yes.
I like that. So that is coming up at 8 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. You guys, Veronica Mars is coming back. We had heard rumors, but it's definite now because, well, Kristen Bell said it. It is coming back for an 8-episode revival on Hulu. And in case you're worried, oh no, I don't remember all the episodes before. Don't worry, Hulu will air all the episodes. They struck an agreement for streaming rights to all past episodes of The Veronica Mars Show, including the 2014 feature film. So you can get your fill of Veronica Mars before it comes out in 2019.
I want to let you know, I think there's too much TV in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never seen Veronica Mars.
It's pretty good.
What is it about?
It's Kristen Bell.
Yes.
And she's a super sleuth. Does anyone use that word?
Maybe like a detective?
I'm trying to find Carmen Sandiego? Like what?
No, I mean, she literally is solving crimes.
She's an investigator.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way we just described it doesn't do it justice.
Is she from Mars?
Quite good. No.
Just a name.
Her name isn't
even Veronica.
There's too much TV.
It's just weird.
It's happening.
This is exciting though for Dave.
Oh. What's up?
Dave is pumped.
About the Veronica Mars.
Oh, my God. You don't know his...
Loved it, talked about it, worshipped it.
He's insane.
It is one of those Firefly type of things where, like, if you're into it, you have to, like, own it.
No, didn't he buy Kristen Bell, like, gifts and stuff?
Here's the thing. We had Kristen Bell on the show several times, and then she was going to come back in, and Dave let her know his love.
So then he got
Kristen Bell and Dave...
Like, salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper shakers. Yeah. One for each of them.
I mean...
And it's odd that we never heard from her again.
Yeah.
Yeah, she hasn't come back.
Never heard.
All right. It's weird because she usually likes sloths. Isn't that her thing?
She does. Good pull.
Thank you.
I like it. All right, some birthdays for you. Some really great people. We've got Cheryl Hines, Liam Gallagher, Bill Murray, Stephen King.
Wow.
Right? Jerry Bruckheimer and Dave Coulier from Full House. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
It's time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day, you can leave us a message on any topic. We were talking about logins, and now you have to change them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be something that you can remember. Like Omar's was Pimp Daddy.
Yeah.
And mine, I said, I usually blame my younger brother for everything when I was a kid. So my password for a long time was Bruce probably did it. No one would know that.
No.
Hell, I can remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I do see one issue with this segment.
What's that?
We're telling people our password.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Former
password. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I shouldn't tell you about mine.
What is it currently?
Well, it's I love Harvey Weinstein, but I did it before the problem.
Oh, okay.
Before any of the issues, yeah. I loved his film, so yeah. I'm stuck with it now. But right.
But
now
you can
that
remember
it. Air,
you can remember it even better now.
Oh yeah, I just looked down at my tattoo. But now that I've said it, I have to change it.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Very easy.
Hey Kevin, this is a podcast listener from Boston. I just wanted to thank you for inspiring me. I liked your conversation about funny login passwords. And this time I had to change mine for work. Instead of using my usual combo of my boring son's name and birthday, I was inspired by you and changed it to threesome signal 1067. So thank you for that. I love you and keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, Ali, it was a threesome sickle.
Threesome sickle. Oh, Jensen.
I had to listen to it a couple times, too, just to make sure what she said.
Well, now she has to change it again.
I'm sure she's already used it and moved on.
When I was a kid, I memorized the Countries of the World song from the Animaniacs.
Okay, so we were talking about things you memorized as a kid or even as an adult that really wasn't all that necessary.
Mm-hmm. Here's the third verse. India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Island, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, and Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Gambia, Swaziland, Zambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana.
Impressive.
They don't make cartoons like they used to.
I don't.
It's impressive, but what does it do for him today? Other than just get him laid at bars.
What? Yeah. What? Huh? I mean, where? What bar?
Oh, trust me. He's getting it.
All right. Fair.
Here's another one on the same topic.
Q-W-E-R-T-Y-U-I-O-P-A-S-D-F-G-H-J-L-C-X-C-V-B-N-M. The letters on the typewriter. Memorize.
Oh.
Again.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And you're going to do what? Allie does reach people with her commercials. This AT&T commercial, this guy's very fond of.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I just wanted to request more of those AT&T commercials. I love hearing Allie talk about how much she cares about my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more for your thing. That's our thing. Yeah.
That guy's a serial killer, for sure.
Yeah. He's definitely outside.
Here's a beautiful, beautiful song about Allie's parents.
Allie's mom is wearing a thong.
That's the whole thing.
I don't need it.
Tell the story quickly, Allie. Recap how you thought your parents were napping.
Listen, Jensen was a part of that. Oh, okay, because we had a whole thing about how our parents are really bad at social media. And I said, when my parents take a nap, they just send me an email. And in the subject line, it says napping. And then an hour later, I'll get, we're up, you know, something like that. And then an Afro caller called and was like, oh, that's so cute that you think your parents are napping
Quote, unquote, not napping.
Yeah. And by the way, an hour for props to your dad.
I hate everything that's happened
props.
Since then.
Laying it down. Here's a song.
So I was listening to the show this Friday morning. Since you always play the Afro callers and someone always brings up Allie's parents, it got me thinking. So I rewrote the lyrics to this classic song. Here goes. It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Allie's parents looking forward to the email. Friday, Friday, laying it down on Friday. Allie wants to believe that they're napping. Emailing, yeah. Bang. Looking forward to the boning. You're welcome.
No,
that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. They care, Allie.
That was stunning.
It was pretty nice.
Written by Diane Warren. Yeah, who did the Titanic theme.
I also apparently tweet with my butt at times.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And there was a long, long, long tweet that started with Radion Durf.
Radion Durf.
I am going to skip that Broadway show, but a lot of people lining up for it.
We have been driving crazy with driving listeners crazy with this song. And that's what this call's about.
Radion Durf, 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 Durf. Radion Durf, 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 Durf. Radion Durf, Durf, Durf.
All hail Supreme Leader Kevin.
Oh, a follower. Nice.
This is one that Allie actually could promise today.
Smell my poop, 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 poop. Smell my poop, 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 poop. Smell my poop, 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 poop. Smell my poop.
She sounded sweet and cute singing.
Right, exactly.
What's maybe. Happening in there is not maybe, sweet nor cute.
Maybe it is the right thing to tear down this building.
What I always do when the Baby Shark song comes in my head is I just remember the Badger song. You know?
All right.
Badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom.
That's also a beautiful, beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a banger. Jam.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day, any topic.
It's Kevin and Bean.
KU Rock, KROQ.
You guys, beer mugs in here.
Kevin, turn his mic
on. Turn the mic on. Or not. So on. This is on you, Allie. If things go wrong, this is
oh,
on
no.
you.
Usually Bean's the one that says turn the mic. Yes.
Turn
on.
It on. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Mugs. Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi, Mugs.
How Good are morning. You? I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Good. Again, that's a mic.
Am I yelling again?
Again, yeah.
They got to tone this coffee down, man.
They really
because
do.
Because every time I
yeah,
drink it.
Yeah, that's on them.
It might be. It also might be the meth.
Yes. Yes, I got to cut back on the meth intake. Well, a Mugs is the opposite of this Mugs in Cheers with Beer Mug. Yeah. Now, you go to a bar, your local bar.
My local dive bar, very divey, O'Grady's in Granada Hills.
Yeah.
They have nice bar nuts over there.
Yeah, they
and
do.
And great drinks.
Oh.
And great people.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you pick a topic every single time.
I pick a topic every single time I go. This week was, fall is on Saturday, I believe.
Saturday. Sunday's the first full day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get people's opinions on what time was too early to decorate for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Allie already has, so she's already
That's
answered
insane.
That for herself.
I already have, and I already asked the only person that matters, Danny Elfman, and he said there's no time too early for Halloween.
He
so
did say
suck
that.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, you go into stores nowadays, and they have their Halloween decorations out. In July.
Right.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It's pretty awesome.
So it's time for Cheers with Beer Mug.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh.
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow. Right? Now, in this particular one, I want you guys to listen to the level of drunkenness, not from the people in the bar.
Mm. Oh, no.
From Mugs. He starts off drunk and slows down at an incredible rate.
When is too soon to start decorating for Halloween?
Never.
So you can start decorating in March if you wanted to?
I would just leave it up.
Just leave it up all year round so you don't have to take it down.
Yeah. Halloween's my favorite holiday.
So you'd leave it up during the other holidays?
Heck yeah.
I like it. I mean, I love it. I love it. I love it.
When it's not even October yet. I mean, I passed by a house earlier today. It's not even late September. You see a house with decorations. I get it if you're advertising for a haunted house or something. But if not, you're just getting my hopes up for people in revealing outfits. And I got to wait more than a month.
Too early to decorate for Halloween is any time before Thanksgiving.
What?
Because before then, you're not giving the proper tribute to Thanksgiving, man. That's one of the best holidays we Americans have.
What if I were to tell you, John, Halloween is before Thanksgiving?
I would literally my pants right now.
Oh, my God.
Ramson, when is it too early to start decorating for Halloween?
Oh, didn't they teach you not to eat while you're giving interviews?
They actually encourage that.
All I smell is popcorn.
Esther, when is too soon to decorate for Halloween?
That was Mugs
did
at half
speed. Did you slow it down?
I did not slow it down, no.
That's Mugs
at half speed. I'm telling you, he drinks way harder than the people that he's interviewing.
They pour him really stiff there.
That sounded like you called someone's parents to tell them that you have their kid hostage.
With a voice, this is not a game. I have your child.
When is too soon to decorate for Halloween?
like July when we just barely got over Independence Day.
Wait a minute. You saw somebody decorating for Halloween in July?
I saw someone decorating for Thanksgiving in July, but yes.
What the Like, shouldn't this corresponding holiday, you should start decorating the first of that month?
What is going on? Are you getting full surface?
The little loading pinwheel is going right there.
This corresponding holiday, you should start decorating the first of that month.
Too early to start decorating for Halloween. Honestly. For all you guys that love those horror flicks, Halloween never would ever come too soon.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
Favorite horror flick? The original Halloween.
Way to go,
Monty. Right?
Backing up car?
I'm not sure we got a consensus. One said not before November, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
No.
One said not until Thanksgiving ends. Yeah. What?
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever.
He doesn't know when the holidays are. Yeah. I think, but
good work. As far as I'm concerned, you really nailed it, Muggs.
I'm going to go back tonight, so if you guys want to join.
Listen, journalism is journalism. I'm going to let you do the profession. You're killing it, Woodward.
Thank you.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Right?
I mean, we're in our final couple of hours here in the K-Rock building. They're getting ready to tear the place down.
I was thinking there was bad things going on with Foo Fighters.
Oh, no, Foo Fighters are fine. Woo. No, I'm building up to that. As solemn a day as this is, we're all wearing black armbands. We're all getting ready to say goodbye to the K-Rock building for the last time. What better way than to go out than with one-third of Foo Fighters, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Kevin Show. Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins, welcome back to K-Rock, my friends. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
You're good.
You got to go back, Dave. I imagine you got to go back to the K-Rock Burbank and at least the Burbank days, if not the Pasadena days, right?
God, I guess. I don't remember. That in like the early 90s?
That early was 90s was Burbank.
All of that was Burbank, huh? Yeah.
So this moved here...
1999?
Around 2000, I think, is when we moved into this building. Okay. But the Wrecking Ball's coming like this weekend or something. So you are officially, ladies and gentlemen, the last guests at the world-famous K-Rock.
And then we're signing off for good.
Wow.
I think we're good.
I think the station's fine. We're just moving addresses, that's all.
Got it.
Well, welcome back, guys. It's great to see you.
Thanks, man. It's nice to be here.
I think the last time you were here was Breakfast with Foo Fighters, which we did last October. And you remember you pulled our friend Ashley out from the crowd to sing on stage with you.
That's right.
You guys do that a lot. You really have a great deal of confidence in your concert goers to have the ability to sing your songs.
I don't remember when it started. I think it might have started in... Canada where we used to do the Rush song Tom Sawyer.
Right.
But
tried to do it.
Yeah, I don't know the lyrics. Nobody can sing like Geddy Lee.
Of course.
And so I'm looking at 10,000 Canadians. Like, does anybody know this? And everybody's hand went up because it's like their national anthem. So that guy. So there was one dude pointing at his friend like, he knows it. He knows it. He knows everything. And that kid came up in like a Primus t-shirt. Or I don't remember. And he gets up there and just
nailed
destroys
it.
The song. It was amazing.
Well, as impressive.
It was a real moment.
Taylor playing Neil Peart. Like, are you kidding? That's not an easy song.
Taylor's like the only guy that's really ever played with Rush other than the drummer of Rush.
Huge.
I mean, come on.
It's a, yes, right?
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah. Actually,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the producer was produced a couple of our records, the All My Life record and stuff. And he said,
never said the band really.
You should play with Rush in Toronto. I'm like, they're not going to let me play with them.
That's like you should ride bikes with Lance Armstrong. It'd be really fun. Yeah.
But there have to have been, like, I just saw you pulled a mother-daughter combo out of the crowd the other night. There have to have been.
No one's supposed to know about that.
And that wasn't even at a concert. Can we change
topics?
There have to have been disasters, though.
What happened in San Jose stays in San Jose.
But don't people sometimes get up there and just freak out because they're on stage with
We don't know what happened that night.
That was a little fright. I mean, because there was a girl with a sign saying, I want to sing Under Pressure with Taylor. And she was standing next to this other woman. So I'm pointing at the person with the sign.
Right.
And then we get her to come up. But I think the other woman thought I was pointing at her. So they both came up.
Okay.
I didn't realize it was a mother and daughter thing.
I didn't either. I don't think it was, actually.
Who knows? But there was this one girl singing. And then this,
really quietly.
This other woman that's been to 37 shows dancing in, like, moon boots. Did you see? I don't know if it's like.
What is happening?
Yeah,
Dave was playing drums. And he could barely play because he was laughing so hard.
Right.
I was just like looking at him going, what the F is going on?
Tour's almost over.
What are we doing? This is supposed to be a career.
There has to have also been really horrible singers that come up, maybe don't even know the words.
There was one time when this kid got up to play drums, and we literally couldn't get him off the stage. And his dad was sitting there on the side of the stage, like, filming him. And we're like, dude, get your son off the drums.
He's cute for the first 3 minutes.
If I'm that kid's dad, I'm like, you're staying there.
I'm not going to pick up a 7-year-old. Like, I don't want to get, like, can you please get off the drums?
Well, that's the other thing, too. It's like, there's this kid that he's like, we called him Lil Fonzie.
Remember that? He was
wearing a leather jacket. His hair was slicked back. He was 5 years old. I was like, Lil Fonzie, come up on stage. So his dad just kind of like throws him up on stage. I'm like, dude, get your ass up here. I'm not taking care of
you. I'm not a babysitter.
No.
Right. Yeah. Hey, this is Taylor Hawkins and Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. We're going to be talking about the Cal Jam, obviously, in a minute. But since you brought it up, you mentioned that the person on stage had seen like 30-something of your shows.
Yeah.
We just had this conversation on the air this week where our listeners were calling in that have seen bands 40 times, 50 times. We had someone who'd seen Slayer 80 times. Someone who'd seen 311 over 200 times.
Sheesh.
Who would each of you say you have seen the most times in concert as a fan?
Oh, God.
Because there have to be bands you never miss that you love when you came.
I know who it is for me, for sure.
Who is it? Who is it,
it's Jane's Addiction.
How many times?
Okay. I've seen them at least 10 times.
Okay.
I saw the original incarnation like 4 times, and then I've seen...
But that's the weird thing, is we were saying 10 times seems like a lot, and then we started getting these calls from people saying 80.
Slayer 80 times.
Yes.
80 times.
Yeah. That's strong.
That is strong.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
We had a listener who's seen Rush 40 times.
The Rush people, though,
yeah,
I mean, they're a little obsessive.
It's a little it's like Dungeons and Dragons, you know.
Yeah.
Once they're in that club, it's like they're just like they're there every show. Yeah.
You guys must look out and go, "Oh, come on again!" to some people, right?
No. Well, I don't want to not sell tickets to our shows,
right?
But yes, all the time.
Yeah, okay.
There's
about
four or five. We have names for every one of them too.
Yeah, pet names.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Do we have to take a break here, Kevin? Or
well, let's just mention Cal Jam real quick,
and then we'll come back and talk some more about it because that's why the boys are here. This is the second annual Cal Jam. Cal Jam 18 is going to be October 5th and 6th at the Glen Helen Regional Park in San Bernardino. 20-plus bands on four stages. Now, you didn't know how it was going to go last year, and I get the feeling, Dave, that it exceeded all expectations.
You know, yeah. I mean, all the bands were great, and I think the audience had a great time.
I went, and it was great.
It was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
But backstage was the most fun ever because it was just like we just called all our friends.
Yeah.
We said, hey, do you want to play a show? We had this gigantic barbecue. And so it's fun because all of us are kind of connected in a way. Like this year, Garbage is playing.
Yeah, I love
Butch
that.
Vig, I've known for, you know, 28 years or something like that.
Gavery plays bass with them too now.
Does he really?
Yeah, Eric from Chains.
Oh, right on. Them, yeah. And then Chris Novoselic from Nirvana, his band, Giants in the Trees, playing. Then there, the Iggy Pop is playing with Josh Homme from Queens of Stone Age. World Tenacious D is playing.
We're, love it.
You know, related to them as well. The Greta Van Fleet people. And there's a lot of really great bands.
So you just said, who do we want to hang out with backstage? Let's make a list.
Well, it depends on what you want to do. If you like, Tenacious D people are the funniest people in the world.
Agreed.
So they're
absolutely
always fun to hang out with.
Sure.
If you want to, like, go off the rails, then you got to hang out with Josh Homme because he is out of his mind.
Yeah.
And it's the most fun ever. If you want to talk about, like, obscure indie records, maybe Butch Vig.
Yeah, no, sure. Yeah, I love what he doesn't like. That's my favorite.
You love what he like doesn't
when,
like.
Like when he puts his foot down. I mean, because we made a couple records with Butch.
Yeah, he draws the line at sticks.
Oh, my God.
Hates sticks.
Is that right?
Won't do sticks.
I'm offended by that. How about you guys?
I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, you know, come on. But also, another thing about Butch, when we make a record with him, it's like he will grind you down till like it is like note perfect. And then there's me and Dave had a saying with Butch. Butch, if it gets any better, it's going to get worse.
I can see that. There's a certain amount of beauty in just having fun and just messing around and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Which is probably what Styx did, and that's why he doesn't like that.
All right, pause right there. We got much more to talk to the guys about. Here's the ticket information. Some tickets still available at Ticketmaster. General admission tickets sold out, by the way, but there are some lawn tickets for Saturday, and there are some Friday night party tickets available, too. So you want to go to Ticketmaster.com for that. Again, Taylor and Dave are here from Foo Fighters. We're talking Cal Jam 18. Quick break. More with the boys right after this on K-Rock.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
For us.
They are representing the rest of the band who's sleeping in today. Cal Jam 18 tickets are on sale now. Now, how much of this actual curating do you do, or you just have people that do all the work for you?
Well, I mean, we get together and we talk about all the music that we'd like to hear, you know? So a lot of these bands, like I said, are friends, but then there are some bands...
Styx
that we have never hung out with before. Taylor got close.
Yeah.
But,
where did Billy Idol come from?
England, I think.
Yeah, he was in this band, Generation X.
Awesome.
He was kind of a punk rock guy. A
couple of wise asses.
Had a bunch of hits in the 80s.
You know, Rebel Yell.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, he still brings it big time. He's really
great.
Impressive.
Dude, I got to hug that guy when he was like wearing a Speedo in the dressing room the other day.
Which is hot.
All right.
Yeah.
Continue. Go on.
Strong.
Go on.
Yeah. Strong.
All right.
Body.
What do you smell like?
He's 20 years older than me and Dave. He's 20 years older than me and Dave, and if all three of us took our shirt off in front of you guys, Billy Idol would win.
He would win, yeah.
He would win.
For
now, how would he compare to Iggy, who doesn't own a shirt?
Well, you know, Iggy, it's apples and oranges.
Yeah, Iggy's Iggy.
Iggy's Iggy.
Yeah.
You can't.
There's no comparison.
You can't mess with Iggy. No. But
he's the original shirt off guy.
He sure is.
No shirt.
All right, so Bean asked if you curated and how much you're involved. Are you on that weekend going to be on the walkie-talkie yelling at people, firing people?
Well, I do have a golf cart.
Yes.
And I will be wearing, like, a wicker hat.
Sweet.
And I'll have a beer, probably.
Good.
And then
you'll
maybe
have
some
a beer?
Brisket. I will have a beer.
All right.
Just one.
Okay.
And
after another.
Going from, going from stage to stage. There's one artist, this Anna von Hauswolf, that's this Swedish artist that I don't know, not many people know about her, but I'm a huge fan.
Okay.
And so I just looked at it as an excuse to like see the bands that I don't normally get to see.
All right.
So it's going to be great.
A good way to do it.
Yeah.
New line of questioning. We unfortunately had to make the announcement a couple of days ago on the show that Maroon 5 is doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Wow.
Do we live in a world where Foo Fighters don't exist anymore? You guys have never been called to play the Super Bowl, right?
That's not true. I've had multiple conversations over the years with them where they say, we want to have a rock and roll band, and do you think you could do it? Do you think you could do a stadium?
They asked you if you thought you could do it.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, man. I mean, we do it all the time.
There's a Live at Wembley DVD. Check it out.
What a stupid and insulting question to ask you.
You get so clear. We're like, oh, my God, I think we're going to do the Super Bowl. And then it'll be like Madonna or Katy Perry or something like that. And so I actually got really hammered at this party in France once and got to meet the dude that does the Super Bowl thing. And I was like, I don't even want to do the Super Bowl. I used to want to do it, and I don't want to do it anymore. But I got the Super Bowl. So,
not to be negative to Maroon 5, but it always seems like the final chapter of your career.
As if you do the Super Bowl, that's it?
Well, it kind of is. It might, I don't know, jumping the shark?
That's
not
true. That's
like playing Network.
Really?
No, but what about people like Beyonce has done it. She certainly has done nothing but continue to get great.
Dude, that's Beyonce.
That's Beyonce. Come on.
Okay,
that's
how about Bruno Mars when he has done it in the last couple of years?
That's
the guy
who's
right
here.
It seems like it.
It seems like it, yeah.
But that's the guy who's in the thick of probably the best part of his career. I don't think it means you're over. I just think it means you're popular and mass appeal, if you do it, I think.
We're just trying to come up with excuses
why we haven't done it. Exactly.
And Taylor just gave me the best outlook now that we can hope that this is it for Maroon 5. So thank you. Just kidding.
I love those five little morons.
I remember once asking you, Dave, years ago, if you had anything on the bucket list. And I think the thing that you said back then is...
jamming with sticks.
Sure. That you were hoping one day they'd get a Led Zeppelin reunion back together and you'd get the call. Like, that would be the dream gig of all time. You just played Caboo with Robert Plant on the same bill last weekend or something like that. You guys crossed paths at all?
No, we were in and out of there. We played and then we split. But I did get to start a band with John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin.
Yes, you did.
That was like the best of both worlds because I got to jam with the greatest rock and roll bass player and write music with him and go on tour. So,
yeah, that's
I'm
pretty
good,
sweet.
Man. I mean, it was pretty awesome. It was really fun to play with him.
Any other bucket list items at all for you guys or for your band?
I'm starting a catering company.
Okay. All right.
I think that
Would you like to elaborate on that? Yeah, we're not going to hear more about that first.
Okay. I think that we should write and record a song with Barry Gibb.
Ooh.
And Olivia and John do all the background vocals.
Wow.
This is a fever dream, right? What's happening right now?
To Gibb. We got the beards.
I like it.
That's right.
Okay. We're just putting it out there in the universe.
Put it out there.
I've never heard that one before.
I just thought of it right now.
We're pretty close, too.
You talk a lot, don't you?
I know this guy pretty well.
It just happened right here.
Wow.
All right. Last push for our listeners. Tell them why they should grab up the available seats at Ticketmaster.com or standing room only for Cal Jam 18 in October.
Because Styx is playing.
Yeah, special guest Styx.
Wow, just announced.
It's the first weekend in October, and like I said, I went last year, and it's a really good time.
It's pretty fun. Really fun. I mean, it's to be able to see Iggy and the Tenacious D guys and Garbage and the Foos and everybody on one stage in one afternoon.
It is a weird collection.
It's going to be pretty cool. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Big show.
And you must regret that the band Thunderpussy got that name before you could, because that's an awesome band name.
Yeah, that's the hardest part these days is to find a band name nobody else has taken.
Sure.
Yeah. They used to call me Thunderpussy in high school. And then I tried to copyright it, and
it's the name of my college a cappella band.
Was it? Yeah.
All right, Dave and Taylor, be sure to help yourself to whatever you see that you like on the way out of the K-Rock building before we tear it down. You're our final guests here in the building. Kevin and Bean Show. We love you. We'll see you at Cal Jam and have a great time.
Hey, can I have that refrigerator thing that's near the coffee machine that looks like 1,000 people took a shit on it?
It's yours.
Okay, good.
That has happened, and you can have it.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I don't know if that's up to code.
Can I have this microphone for my studio?
Sure, you can have the mic.
Yeah. Oh, can we take these little things?
Take whatever you want. Sure. Take it all.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
Like we mentioned before, this is the last day that this radio station is in this building. And then Monday, we're going to try and broadcast from a new building. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, dear.
But we have a lot of stuff here, and we don't want to move with everything. I don't know how many times you've moved. Jensen, you're just now moving.
I'm mid-move, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many times do you go through your stuff and you go, don't want that, not moving that, not taking that?
It's so liberating.
It really is
one of the best feelings in the world to move your closet and be like, I still have bell bottoms. You know what I mean? Like, what am I doing?
That's the positive?
Yeah.
You get rid of it. You're no longer.
Yeah, and then it's out of your life.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Don't need it anymore.
So we have a wheel of crap.
Wheel of crap.
One of them is the autographed Mr. T in your pocket.
First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
Beer mug's leftover Veet back waxing strips from Vegas,
mm-hmm.
a surprise grab bag of shirts, a Kevin and Bean Show office ugly denim couch.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Mm-mm.
Arizona Cardinals Mardi Gras bead gift from Bean to me for Christmas. Not going to use that, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Dave the King of Mexico has a drum kit here.
Wow.
We have a container of poppycock snacks from my locker.
Well, that's weird.
And years ago, so I cannot tell you what condition they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin and Bean April Foolishness giant cutouts.
Yeah, I found something.
Did you?
In the office, I found a McDonald's unopened Szechuan sauce.
Oh.
At one point, these were like expensive on eBay.
People were getting in fistfights at McDonald's for this. Rick and Morty fans.
A man was murdered over Szechuan sauce. No, I don't know.
Really?
I wish. But anyway, I found one of those, so I've joined into the festivities.
Okay.
And so that's on the wheel as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, so let's spin the wheel and see what we're going to give away first. Let's go to Jimmy in Los Angeles. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Spin it, baby.
I don't know what you're looking for, but what you win is...
Oh.
The Kevin and Bean Show Ugly Denim Couch.
Unbelievable.
First thing.
Unbelievable. Wow. First pick of the draft.
Oh, my God, you're screwed. Hello?
Oh, I thought you
Jimmy,
hung up.
What is it? It's the couch.
You got the couch.
You got the couch.
That's awesome. It's in my man cave.
It's not
going
awesome.
To my man cave.
It goes for your man cave. All right.
You will now be sitting in the same exact spot that Hooba Stank sat. Congratulations.
All right, let's go to Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Welcome to the
Wheel of Crap.
There it goes.
There we go.
There
good luck.
Steve.
Sorry, the couch is no longer available.
Couch is gone.
Well, I wanted the beer bug couch, but then...
And you get the autographed Mr. T in your pocket.
Hey! I'm beautiful.
Middle name, period. Last name.
It's great as a gold chain.
It's signed by him.
Oh.
All right, hold on. My one is still engaged, I'm being told. I don't know.
Yeah, there's weird sounds happening all over the
Ryan
place.
In Huntington Beach, hi.
What it do, what it do?
It's the...
Wheel of... Crap!
Are you ready?
Hell yeah!
Here we go.
What are you looking for? Doesn't matter. You get the container of poppycock snacks from my locker.
Oh. Lock out!
Oh, so good.
Oh yeah!
Don't open it. Don't eat it. Thank you. All right, let's go to Juan in Riverside. Good morning, Juan.
Hey, bong bong
bong bong.
Do as well, sir. Hey, Juan, what do you want?
Nope.
I want the drum set, and I want to start a band with Bean called the Hula Girls.
Oh, I want Juan to win the drum
set. I want that to win as well.
That's
Give
what
it
I
to
want.
Him. Give it to him.
All right. You get the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness giant cutouts.
Which could be members of your band.
This is just us with funny hats on. It's not a premium item.
Juan. No, you got a common.
So it's not the drum set.
It's not the drum set. I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you for calling, though. You don't get to ask what you get.
No.
It's the wheel.
No, this is not Tradio.
Right.
Yeah.
Nicole in Sherman Oaks, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Welcome to the
Wheel of Crap.
Woo!
That was a good spin, by the way.
That was.
Ooh. And you get the Dave of King of Mexico drum kit.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. My son's right here. He's going to use it in his band.
No way.
Oh, my God. This is going to make
awesome.
Your
life.
This is going to make your life miserable.
Yeah.
She's right. Sang great now.
She is,
Her
yeah.
son is in Lit. The band Lit. So they got a new drum kit.
Congratulations, Nicole. Thank you for calling. Let's see. Let's go to Steve in Azusa. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Welcome to the
Wheel of Crap.
Not a lot left.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
There isn't much left. Nope. That's true. Let's see here. What do you get? You get the McDonald's Szechuan sauce.
That's my contribution. Yeah.
The tiny little packet of Szechuan sauce.
Congratulations. That's what I was hoping for. There you go.
That is not what you were hoping for, but thank you for playing.
Wheel of Crack.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
Allie is here now with What's Happening.
Well, what we do on Fridays around this time is we do a little thing that we like to call That's My Jam. It's our playlist. A lot of people don't know this. We are not the ones that decided right before we came on that we were going to play some No Doubt. We don't pick the music here. It is picked for us. So what we do is we have a playlist. It is called That's My Jam. It's songs that we're digging at the moment, songs that maybe came up on our playlist and we were like, oh, I remember that song. And then we compile all of them, Kevin, Bean, me, Dave, Christine, Beer Mug, Chip, Ruben, and today, Jensen as well. And we put it on this playlist. We're going to link it to our social medias at Kevin and Bean. Click on it and you can just press follow and you're going to have new music every single week. Kevin, you are up first. What did you pick?
Mine is from Tom Morello, the guitarist from Rage Against the Machine. He's got a new solo album out, and it's coming out, I believe, October 12th. Mm-hmm. And he's got a song called Rabbit's Revenge, and this is featuring Big Boy from Outkast, mm-hmm. and Bass Nectar, and Killer Mike.
Yes, that's a good lineup.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All on one song, and it's called Rabbit's Revenge.
Fight for my life like a mother, be a Trayvon. Fight for my life like a mother, be a Mike Brown. Because I refuse to be the next in Skydown.
I love songs that just punch you in the face.
Yeah, that's Tom Morello's signature.
Love it.
Face punch.
A face punch.
Face punch.
Well, from that to Bean's pick. He is not here today, but we have his pick. It is from Lana Del Rey, and it is Mariner's Apartment Complex.
You lose your way, just take my hand. You're lost at sea, then I'll command your boat to me.
Very different.
Very, very different.
I like that.
He loves him, some Lana Del Rey.
He sure does.
He sure does.
Obviously.
Obviously. Next up is Jensen.
That's right. I picked a new rap song that came out this last week. It is a rapper out of the D.C. area named Internet James. It's spelled I-N-N-A-N-E-T, which I would be my pick just based off that.
Just on the spelling?
Yeah. But he's up and coming, brand new. He's on a record label called Rostrum Records, which is where both Wiz Khalifa and Mac Miller began their careers.
Excellent.
And then went on to big labels. But this song that I picked is called Better Without You, and it features Pusha T, who I think is him and Kendrick are the two greatest rappers alive.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. You can dry your eyes, deceased leather, please don't cry. No tears in, baby, we gonna be all right.
It's been way too long since I knew what it's like to win alone. I've been making it through, watch me cry.
Wow, that's awesome, too.
It's a jam.
I like it.
That's really great.
I like it a lot. Well, my pick, I played some clips last week because it came out. It is from the upcoming Cypress Hill album. They're returning with Elephants on Acid. It's their 9th album, first in 8 years. It's going to be out on September 28th. And we heard this song, Crazy, last week, and we were like, okay, this sounds so good, and there's a woman singing on it. Mm-hmm. Her name's Brevi. She kicks serious ass. Her sound is amazing. Then I had to do a deep dive on Brevi, and she her voice is, it's like butter, dare I say.
Butter.
And right. From what I understand, she's featured throughout the Cypress Hill album.
All right.
So I think she's on 4 tracks, but this track is from Cypress Hill. It is called Crazy.
Popo's coming, I'm on the run with the sun on my back and my elephant lung. I see another one from my elephant gun. You can't see this elephant son. He's so insane, that's what they say. He hit that bone too hard one day.
I think I'm losing my mind, going crazy.
I'm
feel like I'm flying on a spaceship.
love Cypress Hill.
Yep.
I love them so much. Yeah, that album, again, is coming out supposedly September 28th. You could drop it now. I'm good.
Those are some good choices right
good,
there.
Good week. Good week, everybody. Yeah.
Good
and
week.
There's a new Brockhampton album that came out today. Great rap group that's been doing some amazing things. They're really taking over the world. But new album today. Just came out.
Do you get two choices now? Is that how it works?
We really don't. So you know I'm not sure why he did that.
I make my own rules. This place is that we're tearing this place down.
Yeah, burn it to the ground. But again, go to our socials at Kevin and Bean on Twitter and Facebook. We have linked the That's My Jam playlist. Just press follow and you're going to get new songs every single week by the team here at the Kevin and Bean Show. Some birthdays for you. Stephen King, Bill Murray, Luke Wilson, Dave Coulier, Jerry Bruckheimer, Cheryl Hines, Liam Gallagher, and that's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
We're going to give away some tickets right now for Will Ferrell's Best Night of Your Life. It's at the Greek Theater, October 6th. It's got an amazing lineup of comedians and musicians. Jerry Seinfeld, Samantha Bee, James Corden, Jimmy Kimmel, Conan O'Brien, Chad Smith is going to play on the supergroup, and it's just an amazing night. And
Yakov,
it raises money
Smirnoff.
For... I'm sorry?
Yakov Smirnoff.
Is he really there? Is that a joke? That's a joke, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
good. So there's also a bunch of musicians making up a supergroup, so that is what we're going to ask you, is we're going to ask you about supergroups, existing supergroups.
Yeah, do you want to tell him who's in that supergroup? It's Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. His supergroup is featuring people like, Chris Martin of Coldplay, Brad Paisley, Duff McKagan, Guns N' Roses, Mike McCready, Pearl Jam, Josh Klinghoffer of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Duff McKagan. Did I say that?
Right? Yakov Smirnoff. He's also in the band.
But we all know what a super band is. You assemble some of the greatest from all different bands, and you come up with a super band.
All right. So let's start with Mariana and Carson. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, party people.
Good morning. Allie is going to give you a description of this super group, then we'll play a clip, then you'll have to tell us the name of the super group.
All right, Mariana. This band is a rock supergroup. They formed in Seattle in 1990. They've got Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, Stone Gossard. He's going to play on rhythm guitar. Jeff Ament, both of them ex-members of Mother Love Bone. Mike McCready on lead guitar. And Eddie Vedder sometimes did some guest vocals. What is that band?
Is it Mad Season?
Let's play you a clip and
that's
maybe you'll
thought.
Know. Yeah.
Here's a clip. All right, so we're just going to act like that first guess never happened.
So, Mariana, what is that supergroup?
It sounds kind of like Mad Season to me.
Well, that was the first guess, too, that you did. But here's what I would say about it. What if a
nope. You can't do that. Nope.
I was right. trying to help her.
Sorry,
I was going to say, what if a pet went to temple?
Legally can't do that.
All right.
No.
Fair enough.
That's a
fair
good
enough.
Clue, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Temple of the Dog.
Temple of the Dog, yes.
Yeah.
Not writing it down.
Sorry about that.
All right. Let's go to Omar in North Hollywood. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning, guys.
Omar, this is not going well. Let's try and make
it's only been one. We're good.
No, I meant the whole thing.
I got you.
All right. This rock supergroup formed in L.A. in 2009. John Paul Jones, he's a former member of Led Zeppelin, on bass and keyboards. Then you've got Dave Grohl, we know him, Foo Fighters and Nirvana, on drums and backing vocals. Josh Homme, Queens of the Stone Age, Eagles of Death Metal, he was on guitar and vocals. What is that supergroup? Here's a song. All right, Omar, who's the band?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Allie. I have no idea.
Oh, I'm sorry, Omar. That was them Crooked Vultures.
Just so it's out there, before we started, I did make 8 different categories because you said it was going to be easy.
I thought that was going to be the case. No. So far, we haven't.
Oh, for 2, and I don't think it's going to get any easier.
No. This one will be easy.
Okay.
Laura in Los Alamitos, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Laura. I'm going to explain the supergroup. You're going to hear a snippet of a song, and then you're going to let us know who it is. This band consists of Guns N' Roses members, Slash and Duff McKagan. Matt Sorum is on drums. And then you've got a guy named Scott Weiland, formerly of Stone Temple Pilots. Here's a clip.
All right. What's your guess, Laura?
Velvet Revolver.
Yes!
All right. We got a winner so far.
Laura's in the drawing.
Hold on, Laura. All right. Let's go to Carlos in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Carlos.
What it do?
Bong bong.
It do.
Hey, Carlos. Yeah. When news broke of Davey Havoc from AFI working with the guys from No Doubt, a lot of people thought
Dream
that...
Car.
Hey! All right. Hey, we got a second
okay.
one.
Don't even need to play it.
Single-handedly my favorite band.
Oh, oh,
wow. Wow. Lucky you.
All right. All right. Excellent.
What are the chances his favorite band was his actual clue?
Oh, thank God, because this was going too long, so now we don't have to play the song.
Let's go All to right. Henry in El Monte. Hi, Henry.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Henry. All right, this supergroup was formed in 1999. Guitarist Billy Howerdel. And Tool vocalist Maynard James Keenan. I'm going to play you a little bit of this song.
All right, Henry.
I'm going to say Blank the Dog. I have no idea.
Blank the Dog.
Blank the Dog?
See, I don't know why you're so mad at your dog, but no, that was a perfect circle.
By the way, that was sweet of you to think he was mad at the dog. I went a completely different way.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you think that?
Oh, I thought he was shooting the dog.
No.
All right, that took a weird turn. Sorry about that, Henry.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's try Diego in Anaheim. Good morning, Diego.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, Diego. This is an American rap / rock supergroup formed in 2016. They've
Trump
got
to reach.
Hey.
Nicely done.
Well, all right. Well done. All right, so we don't get to hear them either.
We have time for one more?
Yeah.
All right, let's make it Emily in Glendale. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Emily, this is a punk rock / rap rock supergroup. They originally formed in 1999. Tim Armstrong from Rancid played with his friend and roadie. I'm sorry?
Did you guess?
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. And
she
then...
She just yelled Siri to start to get the answer.
During this time, Armstrong played all the instruments himself, and then he decided, oh, I need other people. So he invited Matt Freeman, Lars Fredriksson from Rancid, and Travis Barker from Blink-182. Here's a clip.
Who got the diamonds? Who got to find them? Who got to find them? I want to taunt them. Diamonds and guns.
All right. Name that supergroup.
Is it Transplant?
It is.
Yes.
Four winners.
All right.
All right. So now they go into a drawing. Jensen is going to put... Oh, are you putting them in your pocket?
I'm putting them in my sweatshirt pocket.
Okay, this is
weird to look at.
Okay.
He's going to pull one name out.
Here we go. And the winner is... Emily!
Congratulations, Emily.
Thank you.
You got the tickets. Enjoy the show, and thanks for playing the game.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world-famous K-Rock.
It's time for Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
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 I'ma keep it 100.
100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
So we pick Texture 100, even if it's Crash Test Dummies. Although, yeah. I feel like if Kevin was here, he would have vetoed that.
I mean, somehow we could have cheated.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Well, we don't. And okay. Here's the thing. Texture 99, mm-hmm. Renee from the 818, she just missed out. She wanted to hear Sneaker Pimps 6 Underground.
All right.
So try again next week. And real bummed we didn't get to this one. Texture 101, just missed by a smidge. David in L.A. wanted Creed's Arms Wide Open.
Aww.
F you, David.
David is effing with us.
David's my type of person. I allow ironic picks.
But instead, we have Texter 100, which is Lorenzo from La Habra.
Hey, Lorenzo.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why did you pick the song that you picked?
It's a song that I went to go see the band Not Driving when I was in high school. My first show ever, first concert. So.
First concert ever.
Wow.
That's a good first show.
All right. And have you texted before?
Yeah, a couple times. I guess this time I finally got through.
And always this song?
No, other songs that I texted. Like, I think a Cypress Hill song I did too one time.
Oh, all right.
I mean, can we switch it? Just kidding.
I do like this song. This
I
is
do
a,
too.
This band was incredible live.
I do too. Great.
All right, you want to introduce it for us, Lorenzo?
Yeah, it's at the drive-in. One on Scissor.
All right.
Well done.
Keep it 100.
So much better than Crash Test Dummies, am I right?
I mean,
oof.
But what about Creed? Creed would have been great.
I don't feel like that's a Friday, let's go into the weekend song.
Okay. Well, we have different weekends then.
Yeah, that's true.
I go in with my arms wide open.
Allie, you're pretty good at this game. What year? What year was this song released? Jensen's counting in the air with his fingers.
2007.
Oh, boy, no.
2001.
2000 or 2001.
2001. 2001.
Why do you keep saying the same?
She's actually watching the Stanley Kubrick film on her computer. It's not even
It's 2000.
Hey,
it
was 2000. I'll take it.
Why do I think 2007?
How are we supposed to?
I think Jensen got into him late, and I was thinking if he got into him late, he would have listened to that song in 2007.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Oh, wow. I'll go with that logic.
A conversation we had off the air.
Yeah, go with that logic.
And thank you for calling.
Keep it 100.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock. Time for our final look at what's happening with Allie.
What's happening is our friend Matthew Bellany from The Hollywood Reporter. He sat down with the CEO and chairman of the Walt Disney Company, Mr. Bob Iger, and had some very interesting chats with him about Star Wars and do you think maybe you're putting too much Star Wars out there?
Oh, he asked him that pointedly?
Well, cool. Yeah, he said... He asked him whether Disney and Lucasfilm should, quote, pump the brakes and not put out a Star Wars movie each year. So, yes, he absolutely
each year, I think
did.
They put out more than one.
Yeah, I think they were doing...
Sometimes, yeah, the standalones. Yeah.
By the way, I wouldn't mind one a year.
Yeah, one a year would be perfect.
I think maybe just that one in the summer threw it off a little bit.
Yeah, technically, although it made a ton of money, but not for the budget and not for what they put into the marketing, Solo failed.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
Yeah, that's insane.
It didn't do well.
Yes, it is considered underperforming and a fail, which any other movie would be like, yes,
thrilled,
look what
right?
we did. Yeah, that came out last spring, and then that was just a few months after The Last Jedi. So that's why I remember people were saying, it's just too much Star Wars all at once, we don't need it. And do you remember when we were talking about Solo at the beginning, and I said... You guys, I'm about to say something that I never thought I'd say. I feel like it's too much Star Wars.
I do remember that because I was shocked because you're such a big Star Wars fan.
And all of you were like, you're an idiot, Allie. What are you talking about? And now it might seem it may be a little too oversaturated.
Fatigue. Star Wars fatigue.
Star Wars fatigue. Well, here is what Mr. Bob Iger said. This is his quote. I think the mistakes that I made, I take the blame, was a little too much, too fast. You can expect some slowdown.
Let me ask you a question, though. If that movie was brilliant, do you think we would be having that same conversation? If it wildly exceeded the expectations, it was a smash, you think they'd be saying, hey, is this too much?
Most likely not. But I also think that thing that didn't help was as we were hearing about Solo, we were hearing about Obi-Wan Kenobi, a Boba Fett movie.
Yeah, true.
We were hearing about all that and people were just saying, too much, too much, too much.
Right.
See, now I have Marvel fatigue, but the rest of the world doesn't seem to have it.
I don't have that.
So that means that you could put out two or three a year and not really get people mad. But I don't know. I think that the Marvel movies definitely...
seem to have more anticipation than the Star Wars ones to me.
And do you think because it's such varied characters, yeah, and with Star Wars it's the same people or reimagining of the people, or...
I think technically the product's been better too. I mean, I don't want to be the guy who says, but the truth is the Marvel movies have been better than the Star Wars.
They really have been great.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we are going to have Matt Bellany on next week.
On Monday.
On Monday, to tell us about the rest of his conversation, because it is fascinating what they talked about. Also, I believe next week we are giving away a Solo Xbox.
That's correct.
Right?
Yep.
Who doesn't want that?
Right?
Well, people who have Star Wars fatigue.
Oh.
That's the answer.
All right. Yeah. All right. Not sure if anybody listening heard the story earlier, but it is worth repeating. Beyoncé's former drummer claims that Beyoncé practices extreme witchcraft. Here's
not
the
just
thing.
Witchcraft. Mm-hmm.
Extreme. Extreme. Yeah. Yes. According to The Blast, Kimberly Thompson sought a temporary restraining order following claims that she made against Beyoncé. She said that when she was a drummer for her band for 7 years, she claimed that Beyoncé started a campaign of harassment against her that includes, quote, extreme witchcraft, dark magic, and magic spells of sexual molestation. She also claimed that Beyoncé murdered her kitten, tapped her phones, and controlled her finances.
Okay.
Yeah. Her request for a temporary restraining order was denied by a judge. However, I feel like that judge might be chatting with Beyoncé soon. Maybe Beyoncé wants a restraining order against this ex-drummer. Or... is this woman really telling the truth because Illuminati? No?
This would explain what happened to those other women from Destiny's Child, though. You know what I mean? That aren't Kelly Rowland.
Sure.
Like the not white she's Michelle extreme. Williams, and then the other two whose names I won't remember. But
okay,
maybe she's been doing this for a while.
She's extreme.
Yeah.
She's an extreme witch.
Yeah,
guys.
Get in formation.
Wow.
I can't. Any of you. So, not sure if you heard, but a few weeks ago, Rob Lowe said that he wanted to get the West Wing crew back together. And Martin Sheen was doing an interview, and they brought it up with him. And he said he would love it. He'd love to be in a reboot of the Aaron Sorkin political drama. He said, I don't know how they'd fit me in, but of course I would be delighted, because he'd be too old to be in office now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But Sorkin wound up telling The Hollywood Reporter that he envisions This Is Us star Sterling K. Brown in the Oval Office if the show were ever to be rebooted.
Interesting. That would be good.
So they asked Martin Sheen about this, and he said, I have to ask, I'm sorry, who is he?
Huh.
Quickly adding, he rarely watches anything outside of MSNBC and sports. He said, I'm watching Notre Dame now every Saturday afternoon. I'm kind of a dumpling, I'm afraid.
I'm kind of a dumpling.
I just thought that was the cutest thing ever. Martin Sheen explaining that he doesn't know who Sterling K. Brown is. One of, you know, the best actors of our generation, dare I say. The man is a vision.
He's great.
He's amazing in everything he's in. But explaining it away by saying, I'm a dumpling.
I myself feel like a dumpling.
I am now, that's now my go-to.
Yeah, I've not
I'm
heard
sorry,
that.
Guys, I'm a dumpling. Just not really aware. And not sure if you watched Kanye's videos on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, I did.
I didn't see those.
Well, he made it clear not to come for his family. He's walking through what I assume was Chicago, because at one point a train goes over his head and he's like, hold on, the train. And my immediately thought was the train saying, I'm going to let you finish, but that's not the point. In the videos uploaded, he was defending his wife, Kim Kardashian, against comments made by Nick Cannon and rumors that she slept with Drake. But he kept saying in the videos that things were not sitting right with his spirit. And now that I'm up out of the sunken place, I think, and I can just be ye and express how I feel.
Ye, yay.
I think it's ye.
Yay, sorry. I said ye.
You said ye.
That's fantastic.
This is about Soon Ye.
Listen.
She's bummed about the whole hoodie thing.
You guys, I'm a dumpling.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, if someone brings up my wife, you say, I respect that man, but I'm not going to speak on it. That's what he's saying to Nick Cannon. Don't talk about her. If someone even asks you in an interview, don't talk about it. He then addressed Drake and said, people were saying that you slept with my wife and you did nothing to squash those rumors. That's bad.
But here's
because
what I
in
like.
The song he said something about Kiki.
Yes.
And so Kanye's putting one and three together and saying that that's about Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
So Kanye said, if I had a girlfriend from Chicago and her name was Renita and you was married to Rihanna, I wouldn't make no song called Riri. Okay. Well, right. then that
I mean, it makes good sense to me.
That yeah. certainly.
I mean, that's Kanye logic.
Follows.
That's ye logic.
Ye logic, yeah.
Ye. Yay. Who cares? Yeah. So, yeah, that's apparently what we're doing now. We don't pick up the phone.
All right.
We just don't address people. Stories, you just go right to social media, and that's how you talk it out.
Spill your guts.
But he did have comments for Drake, Nick Cannon, and Tyson Beckford, which is sort of the, like, cell phone order of, you know what I mean? Like tallest, middle, smallest.
Right.
Like, he really does hit the importance every A, B, and C, D, F of kind of entertainers there.
It's just bizarre. But I like that he thinks he's out of the sunken place.
Yeah, no, he's lower than ever.
He's in trouble.
Yeah. And he owes me $300.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah, unpaid.
You should write a book about that.
Right?
I will. I'll look into
good.
It.
All right. Some birthdays for you. Dave Poulier from Full House. Jerry Bruckheimer. I mean, his list of movies, you guys?
Yeah.
Bad Boys, Beverly Hills Cop, Pirates of the Caribbean, Cold Case, Armageddon, Black Hawk Down. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
A lot of explosions.
A lot of explosions.
He does explosions well, yes.
Yeah. Well, so did I at the beginning of the show, but that's a whole other story. Cyril
there
Hines.
There's some Bad Boys in there, too.
Black Hawk Down.
Oh, boy.
Know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
Ooh, Liam Gallagher, Bill Murray. Stephen King. I think I said that. Who cares? That's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. Thank you, Jensen, for filling in today, for being. We'll see you on Monday. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. And we all win with Stryker's commercial free-for-all during your drive home today on the world famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Bonk, bonk.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This is awkward, guys, huh?
Right?
I never heard that song before, and once I heard it, I did not care for it. But that song means it's time to go home. Now, it's my favorite song.
To be continued?
To be continued.
Mr. Bobby, come on down here!
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
This is going downhill fast. I think it'd be a great time to go to commercial break.
Help me, Oprah Winfrey!
Bong, bong.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
So we pick Texture 100, even if it's Crash Test Dummies.
Although I feel like if Kevin was here, he would have.
I mean, somehow
that.
We could have cheated.
Okay. Right? All right. Well, we don't. And okay. Here's the thing. Texter 99, Renee from the 818, she just missed out. She wanted to hear Sneaker Pimps 6 Underground.
All right.
So try again next week. And wow, real bummed we didn't get to this one. Texter 101, just missed by a smidge. David in LA wanted Creed's Arms Wide Open.
Oh,
F you, David.
David is effing with us.
David's my type of person. Oh. I allow ironic picks.
But instead, we have Texter 100, which is Lorenzo from La Habra.
Hey, Lorenzo.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why did you pick the song that you picked?
It's a song that I went to go see the band Not Driving when I was in high school. My first show I ever got to, first concert. So.
First concert ever.
Wow. That's a good first show. Yeah.
All right. And have you texted before?
Yeah, I have a couple of times. I guess this time I finally got through.
And always this song?
No, other songs that I texted. Like, I think a Cypress Hill song I did too one time.
Oh, all right.
I mean, can we switch it? Just kidding.
I do like this song. This is
I
a,
do too.
This band was song. Incredible live.
I do too. Great.
All right, you want to introduce it for us, Lorenzo?
Yeah, it's at the drive in, one on Scissor.
All right. Well done.
Keep it 100.
So much better than Crash Test Dummies, am I right?
I mean,
oof.
But what about Creed? Creed would have been great.
I don't feel like that's a Friday, let's go into the weekend song.
Okay. Well, we have different weekends then.
Yeah, that's true.
I go in with my arms wide open.
Allie, you're pretty good at this game. What year? What year was this song released? Jensen's counting in the air with his fingers.
2007.
Oh, boy, no.
2001.
2000 or 2001.
2001. 2001.
Why do you keep saying the same?
She's actually watching the Stanley Kubrick film on her computer. It's not even about
it's
this.
2000.
Hey,
it's 2000. It was 2000.
I'll take it.
Why do I think 2007? I think Jensen got into him late, and I was thinking if he got into him late, he would have listened to that song in 2007.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Oh, well, I'll go with that logic.
A conversation we had off the air.
Yeah, go with that logic.
And thank you for calling.
Keep it 100.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock. Time for our final look at what's happening with Allie.
What's happening is our friend Matthew Bellany from The Hollywood Reporter. He sat down with the CEO and chairman of the Walt Disney Company, Mr. Bob Iger, and had some very interesting chats with him about Star Wars and do you think maybe you're putting too much Star Wars out there?
Oh, he asked him that pointedly?
Well, cool. Yeah, he said... He asked him whether Disney and Lucasfilm should, quote, pump the brakes and not put out a Star Wars movie each year. So, yes, he absolutely
each year, I think
did.
They put out more than one.
Yeah, I think they were doing...
Sometimes, yeah, the standalones. Yeah.
By the way, I wouldn't mind one a year.
Yeah, one a year would be perfect.
I think maybe just that one in the summer threw it off a little bit.
Yeah, technically, although it made a ton of money, but not for the budget and not for what they put into the marketing, Solo failed.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
Yeah, that's insane.
It didn't do well.
Yes, it is considered underperforming and a fail, which any other movie would be like, yes,
thrilled,
look what
right?
we did. Yeah, that came out last spring, and then that was just a few months after The Last Jedi. So that's why I remember people were saying, it's just too much Star Wars all at once, we don't need it. And do you remember when we were talking about Solo at the beginning, and I said... You guys, I'm about to say something that I never thought I'd say. I feel like it's too much Star Wars.
I do remember that because I was shocked because you're such a big Star Wars fan.
And all of you were like, you're an idiot, Allie. What are you talking about? And now it might seem it may be a little too oversaturated.
Fatigue. Star Wars fatigue.
Star Wars fatigue. Well, here is what Mr. Bob Iger said. This is his quote. I think the mistakes that I made, I take the blame, was a little too much, too fast. You can expect some slowdown.
Let me ask you a question, though. If that movie was brilliant, do you think we would be having that same conversation? If it wildly exceeded the expectations, it was a smash, do you think they'd be saying, hey, is this too much?
Most likely not. But well, I also think the thing that didn't help was as we were hearing about Solo, we were hearing about Obi-Wan Kenobi, a Boba Fett movie.
Yeah, true.
We were hearing about all that, and people were just saying, too much, too much, too much.
Right.
See, now I have Marvel fatigue, but the rest of the world doesn't seem to have it.
I don't have that.
So that means that you can put out two or three a year and not really get people mad. But I don't know. I think that the Marvel movies definitely seem to have more anticipation than the Star Wars ones to me.
And do you think because it's such varied characters and with Star Wars it's the same people or reimagining of the people or...
I think technically the product's been better too. I mean, I don't want to be the guy who says, but the truth is the Marvel movies have been better than the Star Wars.
They really have been great.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we are going to have Matt Bellany on next week.
On Monday.
To tell us about the rest of his conversation because it is fascinating what they talked about. Also, I believe next week we are giving away a Solo Xbox.
That's correct.
Right?
Yep.
Who doesn't want that?
Right?
Well, people who have Star Wars fatigue.
That's
the answer.
All right. Yeah. All right. Not sure if anybody listening heard the story earlier, but it is worth repeating. Beyonce's former drummer claims that Beyonce practices extreme witchcraft.
Here's the thing.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Yes. According to The Blast, Kimberly Thompson sought a temporary restraining order following claims that she made against Beyonce. She said that when she was a drummer for her band for 7 years, she claimed that Beyonce started a campaign of harassment against her that includes, quote, extreme witchcraft, dark magic, and magic spells of sexual molestation. She also claimed that Beyonce murdered her kitten, tapped her phones, and controlled her finances.
Okay.
Yeah. Her request for a temporary restraining order was denied by a judge. However, I feel like that judge might be chatting with Beyonce soon. Maybe Beyonce wants a restraining order against this ex-drummer. Or... is this woman really telling the truth because Illuminati? No?
This would explain what happened to those other women from Destiny's Child, though. You know what I mean? That aren't Kelly Rowland.
Sure.
Like the not white she's Michelle extreme. Williams and then the other two whose names I won't remember. But maybe she's been doing this for a while.
She's extreme.
Yeah.
She's an extreme witch.
Yeah,
guys.
Get in formation.
Wow.
I can't. Any of you. So, not sure if you heard, but a few weeks ago, Rob Lowe said that he wanted to get the West Wing crew back together. And Martin Sheen was doing an interview, and they brought it up with him. And he said he would love it. He'd love to be in a reboot of the Aaron Sorkin political drama. He said, I don't know how they'd fit me in, but of course I would be delighted, because he'd be too old to be in office now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But Sorkin wound up telling The Hollywood Reporter that he envisions This Is Us star Sterling K. Brown in the Oval Office if the show were ever to be rebooted.
Interesting. That would be good.
So they asked Martin Sheen about this, and he said, I have to ask, I'm sorry, who is he?
Huh.
Quickly adding, he rarely watches anything outside of MSNBC and sports. He said, I'm watching Notre Dame now every Saturday afternoon. I'm kind of a dumpling, I'm afraid.
I just
thought that was the cutest thing ever. Martin Sheen explaining that he doesn't know who Sterling K. Brown is. One of, you know, the best actors of our generation, dare I say. The man is a vision.
He's
amazing in everything he's in. But explaining it away by saying, I'm a dumpling.
I myself feel like a dumpling.
That's now my go-to.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, guys. I'm a dumpling. Just not really aware. And not sure if you watched Kanye's videos on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, I did.
I didn't see those.
Well, he made it clear not to come for his family. He's walking through what I assume was Chicago, because at one point a train goes over his head and he's like, hold on, the train. And my immediately thought was the train saying, I'm going to let you finish, but that's not the point. In the videos uploaded, he was defending his wife, Kim Kardashian, against comments made by Nick Cannon and rumors that she slept with Drake. But he kept saying in the videos that things were not sitting right with his spirit. And now that I'm up out of the sunken place, I think, and I can just be ye and express how I feel.
Yay.
I think it's ye.
Yay. Sorry. I said ye.
You said ye.
That's fantastic.
This is about Soon Ye.
Listen.
She's bummed about the whole hoodie thing.
You guys, I'm a dumpling. Yeah. Anyway, he said, if someone brings up my wife, you say, I respect that, man, but I'm not going to speak on it. That's what he's saying to Nick Cannon. Don't talk about her. If someone even asks you in an interview, don't talk about it. He then addressed Drake and said, people were saying that you slept with my wife and you did nothing to squash those rumors. That's bad. But here's
because
what I like.
Because in the song, he said something about Kiki.
Yes.
And so Kanye's putting one and three together and saying that that's about Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
So Kanye said, if I had a girlfriend from Chicago and her name was Renita and you was married to Rihanna, I wouldn't make no song called Riri. Okay. Well, right. Then that
I mean, it makes good sense to me.
That yeah. Certainly.
I mean, that's Kanye logic.
Follows.
That's ye logic.
Ye logic, yeah.
Ye. Yay. Who cares? Yeah. So, that's apparently what we're doing now. We don't pick up the phone.
All right.
We just don't address people. Stories, just go right to social media, and that's how you talk it out.
Spill your guts.
But he did have comments for Drake, Nick Cannon, and Tyson Beckford, which is sort of the, like, cell phone order of, you know what I mean? Like tallest, middle,
right.
smallest.
Right.
Like, he really does hit the importance every A, B, and C, D, F of kind of entertainers there.
It's just bizarre. But I like that he thinks he's out of the sunken place.
Yeah, no, he's lower than ever.
He's in trouble.
Yeah. And he owes me $300.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah,
unpaid.
You should write a book about that.
Right?
I will. I'll look into
good.
It.
All right. Some birthdays for you. Dave Poulier from Full House. Jerry Bruckheimer. I mean, his list of movies, you guys?
Yeah.
Bad Boys, Beverly Hills Cop, Pirates of the Caribbean, Cold Case, Armageddon, Black Hawk Down. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
A lot of explosions.
A lot of explosions.
He does explosions well, yes.
Yeah. Well, so did I at the beginning of the show, but that's a whole other story. Cheryl
there
Hines.
There's some Bad Boys in there, too.
Black Hawk Down.
Oh,
boy. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
Ooh, Liam Gallagher, Bill Murray. Stephen King. I think I said that. Who cares? That's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. Thank you, Jensen, for filling in today, for being. We'll see you on Monday. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. And we all win with Stryker's commercial free-for-all during your drive home today on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Bonk, bonk.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This is awkward, guys, huh?
Right?
I never heard that song before, and once I heard it, I did not care for it. But that song means it's time to go home. Now, it's my favorite song.
To be continued?
To be continued.
Mr. Bobby, come on down here.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
This is going downhill fast. I think it'd be a great time to go to commercial break.
Help me, Oprah Winfrey!
Bong, bong.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.